Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dorian Strong had a really good day today. Just being somebody that, you know, I'm taking mental rest when I watch D Strong and hearing him go out there, play with poise and play like he's already adjusted, like that was good to see. And that's definitely somebody that, you know, we just got done doing a couple of extra rests outside. Just somebody that, you know, we're going to lean on each other and help each other get through this process.
Let's go. Rookie minicamp. Mental reps, extra reps. Max Hairston will talk to Sal about the day's events as we continue today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on a sunny Friday. Do you have action on USA Denmark?
I do not.
Congratulations on
it. I do not. I didn't even think to go looking to see if I could find it.
Well, you're maturing.
I guess, yeah. I'm all set for tonight and tomorrow in the NHL, though.
Joining us now, the man that brought you Rum Hams and DK Horse, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Paniatovich, Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Bet Sweats weekdays from 9 to noon on the BetMGM network, which you can find on the Odyssey app and our The Bet 1520. Sam, how are you?
Boys, happy Friday. Would you rather we start with odds on me against three adult wild turkeys, or 100 men against a gorilla?
I want to get there. I just want to hit pause for 1 second, though. International hockey, Mike just mentioned. It felt like my first breakthrough with Joe Ostrowski, when we were getting to know him, when he was first coming on our show, was during the last Olympics. I had a very close friend of mine whose son lives in China and was like a pretty good hockey player when he was in his teens playing here in Canada. And he was like on the fringe of making the Chinese team. And my friend told me that, so like, just whatever the numbers are, USA, China in hockey, just don't worry. Just minus 4.5. Don't worry about it. Just lay it. And we had so much fun with Joe joking about how I knew I had an in on Chinese hockey.
You won, but I thought you were lucky because it really wasn't that kind of game.
It wasn't as much of a blowout as, but it did cover.
But it did on the scoreboard turn into one. Yes.
Right.
So there you are.
Looks
Sam.
Like I got a line for you. I always got a line for you. USA 3-0 on Denmark, and the live line is -3.5.
Hmm. Wow. What do you want to do with that?
Still got a whole other period to go, don't we? It's only the second period.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not even over yet.
You hear Mike Jones in over there? What do you like? I haven't watched a play, Mike.
That seems like you should jump on it. It seems like you should jump on it.
Play him to outscore Denmark by one in almost half a game. That's the side I would take. Yeah. USA is the side I would take.
Yeah, that seems like that
Sam,
seems doable.
What is the turkeys about? What is going on with the turkeys in your driveway?
I don't know what happened. I had to run to the UPS or USPS mailbox on the corner. It's like 50 feet from me. And I had to drop it in by 1 o'clock. So I bust out the door after my show with this card. And I turn the corner. Oh, there's a pep in my step. I'm all excited. I'm going to get some steps in. And I look up, and there's three wild turkeys staring at me. And these things are probably, I don't know, guys, like 30 or 40 pounds, and there's three of them.
They looked hardy. And like they were positioned in a driveway, and they obscured the car well enough to be sizable, I would say.
And then if you look at that picture, and I appreciate you, Bulldog, tweeting it out, there's a baby turkey behind them. So it gets really parental, and I don't have camera footage, but I wish I had it because I pivoted and ran right back in the house.
Do you have what you would call yet a situation?
They're gone, but they're always around, man. Like I remember one time I had to get a baseball bat and go out there because I was barbecuing, and they're, you know, they can smell the warm food that's been smoking for 14 hours or whatever, and then they're hovering around. Is it good? Is it one of their cousins? They don't know. And then they're all hoarding around my smoker, so that now I got to chase you out because I'm hungry.
And the bat was effective in that? You don't have to answer that. I want to know.
No turkeys were harmed in this operation, Sam. We'll just cover us that way.
Let's hope.
Not yet.
Yeah. So this is not an uncommon occurrence, then, these turkeys like showing up in your driveway. Like they're around in your neighborhood. It's a common nuisance in your neighborhood, I take it.
Which you wouldn't think because I live 10 minutes from downtown Boston. But yes, the turkeys are plentiful around this part of the town.
Sam, are you loving these playoffs, NBA and even NHL?
They're exciting. I mean, we always want close games, especially after a pretty boring first round where we had to watch teams like the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic. Bad basketball first round. Second round, a bunch of upsets. I mean, what's not to like if you're a casual observer watching three teams that all won 60 games blow a combined five games where they led by 20 and lost? That's high-level theater, right? It also, guys, and I talked about this, Joe and I talked about this all morning, we have a big bet on Boston to win this series. It provides opportunity. And, Mike, you and I talked about this a little bit last week about seeing what happens in game one. Mm-hmm. Boston's minus 115 to win the series. They were minus 900 before the series. That's the definition of a bargain, guys. And eventually, they're going to shoot better than 25% from three. They also, which nobody talks about, they were so much better on the road this year. They beat really good teams on the road. At home, they're kind of flaky. They're not really interested. This, you're going to get their A game on Saturday. I think they're going to win, and then what is the price to? It goes from minus 110 to minus 200, and now you're in a good spot. So we bet it pretty nice, Celtics to advance and beat the Knicks.
So what you're watching doesn't really deter you. You still feel good.
I do. They're healthy. They're just missing shots. Now, you know, another argument is, well, it's a small sample size and it could happen. I get it, but they're just too talented, man. They have so many good players, and I know they're down 0-2, but they were also killing them in both games. So now that you kind of woke them up, like the smelling salt moment, they're the champs, guys. And if they're going to be a team that wants to contend for another one, they got to show up on Saturday. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think they're going to go in there and blow the Knicks out. But, hey, that's why they play the games. I could be totally wrong on this.
How do you feel about the other series in the East where, again, the big team is down 2-0?
I just wish they were healthy, Bulldog. I don't know what's going on there. Now, it got bet up. I was up late, as I often am, at 1:30 in the morning, this morning, somebody blasted Cleveland. It was 2.5. Now it's 5.5.
Yeah.
So it moved overnight, which is usually from a sharp bettor that knows what he's doing or what she's doing. And it's with conviction or information. And the two guys that are rumored, you know, Mobley and Garland, did not play in game two. If they're both playing tonight, that explains the move. But I texted a guy close to the Cavs, covers the team. He said, we don't know if these guys are healthy. Sure, they can play, but if they're not healthy, it might not matter. And that's the issue I have with making a stance on the Cavs. I'm not there. I don't see it. I don't know if they're healthy, and they very well could not be.
This late-night betting corollary runs counter to my theory about the same kind of thing in fantasy football, which is that you want to be in like the midnight drafts because people drink and fall asleep. I have a friend who's notorious for falling asleep in late night drafts. It's good intentions. You want to jump in there and try to take advantage of a softer room, but it often backfires. In this case, you know, Vegas is on the West Coast. Maybe it runs the other way.
It could, but those are bets. Those are mostly offshore bets. Those are in, you know, like sports books like Pinnacle and Chris down in like Costa Rica, Panama. Like that's where, I mean, that's a different combo for a different day. That's where the big money is bet.
Okay.
It's not in the States. It's not in Nevada. It's offshore for sure.
And it doesn't take you 2 hours to do it like it would a fantasy draft where you have to just sort of hang in there for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Sam Panayotovic with us. Thoughts on the hockey playoffs? We talked to Greg Wyshynski yesterday a little bit about the odds, and he said he thinks before Edmonton's win last night, even, that a Canadian team winning would be more likely than not.
Wow, okay. So he's obviously really high on Toronto, which I guess makes sense. They're up 2-0, although series price is pretty interesting.
You see, tonight Florida is minus 230, down 0-2 at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to win. They're probably going to win. They should. Toronto, too. I mean, think about this for context. So Toronto and Edmonton are both up 2-0. Toronto's minus 215 to win the series. Edmonton's minus 500 or higher. So that kind of tells you how the market feels. Now, Edmonton is going home, and Toronto's on the road, so a little different there, but that's a drastic gap. That's a $3 yeah. gap in price.
And
so,
Toronto has a history that you know, is hanging around their necks like an anchor of, you know, the first sign of adversity, they're going to fold. I think this series so far, and these playoffs in general, have shown that they're not as susceptible to that as usual. They were nails buttoned up here with 2-1 goal leads in these first two games, and, you know, there didn't seem like any sort of flurry or panic. It was, you know, pretty just level-headed. So, but their reputation, I think, is different than Edmonton's, even though Edmonton hasn't won anything in a long, long time either.
I hadn't even thought about this, but as you were talking, I made a very easy correlation between the Celtics and the Panthers. Like, they're both the champs, they're both down 2-0, but they've also been here before. So if Florida can turn it on, hell yeah, they can win the series. And let me just give you a bet from a buddy I really respect. This isn't my bet, it's his bet. And when he bets, I bet, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I follow.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a ticket. It was $10,000 on Carolina to win the series at plus 190. So it's a $10,000 bet to win $19,000.
When would that have been made?
Today.
Plus 190?
Yeah.
That series
not Carolina, not Carolina, on Florida. I'm
Florida,
sorry.
Thank Florida. You. Right, okay. Yeah, Carolina and Washington are tied 1-1. Yeah, okay.
Carolina is probably favorite.
I got blinking lights in front of my face. It never ends. He bet $10,000 on Florida down 2-0 to right. beat Toronto. My bad.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I went a long time thinking they were the same franchise, actually.
Florida and Carolina.
Yeah, kind of around the same.
Reddish.
You know, half empty crowds. Not anymore. Sam, are you up for NFL question that we haven't discussed, just out of left field?
Always.
Who's a bad, if you can find one, who's a bad NFL team that might actually be good? I'll just give you a minute by mentioning the Giants here. I mean, the Giants have been an easy mark for a long time, but similar to how the Jets have been talked about, and that didn't work out last couple of years, but the good roster, like with the high picks they've assembled, especially on defense, then you have Malik Nabers. If quarterback is competent, can you not see sort of a decent team there? Maybe, I don't know. With these, you really kind of have to stretch a little bit.
So I don't trust the Giants. I don't think it's a bad idea, though, to buy low on a team. That's not ever a bad idea. When everybody says they're bad, they're probably better than everybody says. When you said a bad team that could be good, do the Cowboys count?
I don't know. What are we doing with the Cowboys? They've come up just sort of in passing as we've been talking about the league and just other points and, like, what teams are contenders. I mean, they were in the news this week with the big trade they made to acquire Pickens. And, yeah, I think in even talking about that trade, Sam, I said – that's a trade you make if you're a Super Bowl contender, right? You're going to rent him and see how it goes. You don't mind giving up the asset to make it happen because you're in a window here where you're trying to win now. And that's what the Cowboys have been here for the last few years, right? I mean, they haven't come through, but the talent on offense has mostly been there. So I don't know what to do with them.
I don't like the Cowboys. Actually, I kind of hate their guts, but I don't bet with my heart. I bet with the math. And they were decimated by injuries last year on defense. DeMarcus Lawrence got hurt right away. Parsons was in and out of the lineup. When he came back, he wasn't the same. They had a bunch of injuries on D.
And Prescott.
And of course, Dak gets hurt, right. So here's what I was going to say. Their win total, 7.5. That seems too low. They're 2-1 to make the playoffs. I don't want to get crazy and say NFC or Super Bowl because I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're healthy, they can win 10, 11 games. The reason the number is low, two reasons. Number one, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and everybody now thinks they're going to go back-to-back, which is very, very hard to do, as you guys know. And number two, the team formerly known as the football team is everybody's sexy darling now.
Right.
Everybody loves Washington and Jaden Daniels. So you have the Super Bowl hype from the Eagles, and you have this Commanders hype with Jaden Daniels, who's a really good quarterback. People are betting those two teams and not betting the Cowboys, which, in turn, provides a little value. I
yep.
think 7.5 over is a really good bet on Dallas.
The Bills, by the way, at BetMGM, have the shortest to make the playoffs odds in the league. Minus 650 today is that number to make the playoffs. Kansas City's minus 400. Very different. That's the division. I'm not sure the schedule beyond that would matter here, but just a tougher division.
I told you guys months ago, and Mike, you and I were going round and round about this. I think they have the easiest path to the playoffs in the league. Yep. The division, even if New England's better, which they should be under Vrabel, there's nobody barring health and barring an injury to a name we will not name again. They're not losing the division. They are the Patriots of the last, like, 25 years. Like, that's the stranglehold they have right now in the East.
Good luck with the turkey, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you next week. Sam Paniadovich from Bet Sweats, mornings on the Odyssey app. For all your betting needs, check out the BetMGM network. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. I mixed up the order on that one.
Any turkeys on the island?
Yeah, once in a while you see them. You stop and wait for them to cross the road.
We've had them in our neighborhood every now and then. There's a rail corridor real close to where I live, and deer and other wildlife like sort of come up through yards through the railroad track. I think that's how it happens, although, you know, the park and the cemetery are a mile and a half away too, so that's close enough.
But right now what I have near me is a lot of geese that wander up and down the street.
Oh, that's really pleasant.
You know, 50 to 100 at a time. And if they're on, we don't have a lot of road traffic, so often I'll be on my way home and get about a mile from home, and there'll be 10 geese in the road. Just got to wait it out. Throw the hazards on, because nobody's expecting a stopped car, and you can't see what's in front of me.
Yeah. Oof.
But lots of geese. We will talk to Sal coming up at 4. Rookie minicamp underway with the Bills. And that coverage of rookie minicamp on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet.